This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A massive fire in South Africa's Houses of Parliament in Cape Town caused the roof of the old National Assembly building to collapse on Sunday as the blaze continued to rage after 8 hours. No casualties have been reported in the fire, which has also spread to the wing housing the current National Assembly, where Parliament sits. The cause of the fire is not yet known, but an investigation is underway. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa told reporters at the scene an arrest has been made. Quote, someone has been held right now and is being questioned, he said. The fire started at around 3 a.m. local time Sunday in the Parliament complex's oldest wing, which was completed in 1884 and has rooms covered in wood where parliamentarians once sat. It then spread to newer parts of the complex, which are currently in use. Security forces fired tear gas at anti-military protesters in Sudan's capital, Khartoum. Television images showed as demonstrators marched towards the presidential palace in the 12th round of major protests since a coup on October 25th. Witnesses say internet and mobile services appeared to be disrupted in Sudan's capital on Sunday ahead of planned protest against military rule. All bridges directly connecting to Khartoum were also closed, one witness said. Sunday's protests come after 6 people died and hundreds were injured in nationwide demonstrations against military rule on Thursday. The death toll since the security forces crackdown began in October is now 54, according to the Central Committee of Sudanese Doctors. The military took power in an October 25th coup that ended a power-sharing deal with civilian political forces. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Thousands of people in the capital of the Netherlands defied a ban and gathered Sunday for a demonstration against the Dutch government's coronavirus lockdown measures before police pushed the crowd off in Amsterdam Square. The local government had outlawed the protest, saying police had indications some demonstrators might be planning to attend prepared for violence. The municipality later issued an emergency order for people to leave Museum Square, and riot police marched across the grass to clear the area, sending the demonstrators into nearby streets. Before officers moved in, some participants unfurled a banner that read, quote, less repression, more care, near the Van Gogh Museum. There was a heavy police presence on the square and in nearby streets. Unvaccinated people traveling from the United States will have to self-isolate in France for 10 days under supervision from local authorities, in line with new government restrictions that came into force on Sunday. All passengers from the U.S. have to provide a negative COVID-19 test no older than 48 hours, in addition to proof of vaccination before boarding a flight to France. Unvaccinated travelers from the U.S. previously were required to self-quarantine without supervision for 7 days. New COVID-19 cases in France have surpassed 200,000 for 4 consecutive days, fueled by the highly contagious Omicron variant. French authorities are also stepping up pressure on unvaccinated residents. Lionel Messi has tested positive for COVID-19 and has entered self-isolation. His club, Paris Saint-Germain, announced on Sunday. The 7-time Ballon d'Or winner was one of 4 PSG players to test positive for the virus ahead of a French Cup match. He will miss Monday's cup tie and will likely also be sidelined for PSG's first League One match since the winter break next Sunday. A team of Afghan intelligence agents poured around 3,000 liters of liquor into a canal in Kabul, the country's spy agency said on Sunday, as the new Taliban authorities cracked down on the sale of alcohol. Video footage released by the General Directorate of Intelligence showed its agents pouring alcohol stored in barrels into the canal after seizing it during a raid in the capital. Quote, Muslims have to seriously abstain from making and delivering alcohol, an intelligence official said in the footage the agency posted on Twitter on Sunday. It's not clear when the raid was carried out or exactly when the alcohol was destroyed, but a statement issued by the agency said 3 dealers were arrested during the operation. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.